A Jewish Journal article. Brothers should be one another's keepers. Jacob showed no fear of angels when he had to wrestle with one, but he feared his brother Esau, both men greedy when they lived at home together. Unendeared by the deer hunter, Jacob took his birth right, but they shared a blessing. He could handle rebukes from God, but ones more down to earth, caused by the birthright and the blessing scandal, made Jacob panic, knowing that God makes far better deals with men who have offended than humans, who do not forgive mistakes, including those in some ways unintended. Jacob couldn't tell himself that he had never meant to harm his brother who thus had no reason to forgive him. We may sympathize with Esau, though no Jew like Jacob, and the fact that Esau did forgive his brother is far harder to explain than angels fighting with the Yid, a less than model, problematic Jew, by Esau not just vanquished but now blessing him just as the patriarch had blessed them both, his heart not shut to his own favorite or the matriarchs. Neither Esau nor his brother Jacob, Frère Jacques, was a sleeper, as maybe Frère Jacques was in the nursery rhyme. Instead, they both agreed that each should be his brother's keeper, with Esau not prepared to copy Abel's brother's crime.